NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. Hour number two. It is Tuesday. It's the 19th, and we have our sale still on. It's on until midnight tonight. 7% off, including multi-packs and previous sale prices. And we have Kelby Smith here. Kelby, what's the latest news?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on right now in this nation. I've never seen so much division. I've never seen so much war at the top between government bodies that are supposed to be working together. It's crazy. What's right will be wrong, and what's wrong will be right. It's just coming unglued.
Part of the problem I see is what's called the public polarization. I mentioned in the last hour. You can have plans that don't involve top-down government control. The corporatization of America to make us corporate citizens is part of that Luciferic plan.
Oh, yeah.
You can still have an America where you're a state citizen and have responsibilities and rights without top-down government control. Turning us into chattel and putting us against the debt of the nation is a Luciferic Masonic plan, isn't it?
Well, when you consider that the Bible is clear about do not be surety for anything, but yet in law, a United States citizen is literally laying its life down for the banks that are in control of that corporate structure. Secondly, we're not just to not be a surety. We're supposed to be living free by the purchase as purchased possession of Yeshua, of Jesus, where he's bought everything on this earth, not just our souls. He's bought the earth and everything that's on it. So what Lucifer or Satan has done in the background has made these layers of deception because he can't own land. He's more like a squatter. You know, he can't own people, so he's created an equivalent known as the artificial person or the birth certificate, which everybody claims that's them. Oh yeah, that's me, and they use that to go get a driver's license. And that's their identity. And then when you look up the word identity in Black's Law, you would be amazed at what Satan has done to trick everybody to think it's all the same, meaning land is the same as property. It's not. People are the same as persons. They're not. United States is the same as Americans. They're not. It's different. You have freedom under God as an American, known as a state citizen, because that's what they were when they founded this nation. There wasn't a single United States citizen for almost 150 years. There's people who were becoming a party to and or a part of the United States government, but they were not United States citizens. They were Americans, and that oligarchy, or whatever you want to call it, ultimately form corporation and sub-corporation and sub-sub-sub-corporations known as states and cities and counties and municipalities. And we have this complete like system, like in where I live, it's called Orange County. That's the de jure. Literally in law, it exists today, known as Orange County, California. But they developed the County of Orange, all capital letters, corporation. It's an overlay. It's territory only, and it's property of the United States Corporation, which has exclusive jurisdiction in the District of Columbia, which is a total demonic realm, if you ask me.
Right. In fact, we see this with even the push to try to give D.C. state rights, which is a total sham, isn't it?
You know,
the Corporation of America only exists in the District of Columbia, doesn't it?
That's right, UCC 307H, it's clear as a bell. United States Corporation exclusively exists in the District of Columbia.
What do you think is going to happen? Because when Donald Trump stands up and says this will never be a socialist country, I don't think people perceive what he means by that. Socialism is a dolled-up version of Luciferianism, isn't it?
You know, I don't understand why anybody would want to be under a socialist nation. You know, what's her name? I forget her name. She's the press secretary. She was talking about an example of what it would be like to live in a socialist society, and she gave the analogy of a bar. And And it was hilarious because, you know, when you really think about it, there's not been one socialized society ever in the history of the world that did not turn into absolute ruin for the people. Not one. You can't point to any historical place or presence where that form of ideology worked. So why is it being played out it works here? I have no idea.
Remember one of the commandments that says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's husband, wife, or thy goods? Remember that?
That's true.
Right. Well, socialism is covetousness. There's three things that I think make socialism luciferic. The first thing is nobody is created of equal talent. Nobody. Okay? Number two, coveting something that you don't have because they have it is, by its very nature, evil because it's going to lead to violence. And the third thing happens if you decide that you are a ward of the state. The state owns you like a piece of property. You're like a pet of the state. And so if the state decides at some future date, say 20 years from now, they'd rather have cyborgs. They're going to just take the brains of previous people that died and put them into cybernetic bodies. Like I saw this, I didn't see the movie, my family did, about this one with Cameron, about this girl robot. Now, it turned out she wasn't just a robot, she was a cyborg. She actually had a human brain in her, and she had a cyborg body. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to push us toward transhumanism. And socialism is part of that process, to strip away God, to strip away personal capability, and personal responsibility. So if you're more capable, you're also more responsible. For example, I have abilities, both natural and spiritual, that are unusual. I'm responsible. Now, my daughter with Down syndrome, what's called mosaic Down syndrome, can operate her computer in her home and do her 2 hours on her treadmill every day. She doesn't have the same responsibilities as me. I have capacity to create new healthcare protocols to heal people, new ideas about geopolitics that we need to get through to Donald Trump. Because we think the man is brilliant, and he's smarter than average. He's not brilliant. Mm. The problem is he had bad advisors around him. He keeps stacking more bad advisors, like this guy Barr, who's now the head of the AG. He's got Bernie Sanders, he's going to run against, because I'm sure all the other socialists will fall away. And Bernie's an old guy, and he's believable because he's a doctor. And they're going to think that Sanders' version of socialism is going to cure health care needs. No, it's going to kill old people. It's going to continue killing babies. It's going to continue not providing new drug therapies or new treatments because it's going to squelch them and say, look, we're not allowed to do that in a socialist country. It's going to force us to take vaccines we don't want. It's going to violate our personal privacy. And if you have the green agenda, which he also backs, it means you're not even going to be licensed to be able to reproduce. Down the road, you're not going to be able to actually have a live pregnancy because you won't be licensed to have one. People don't see that coming because they don't realize socialism takes over everything, doesn't it?
It's a horrific nightmare, and the programming being done. This is the biggest issue I think that we have is the programming being done to the people, the systematic programming, the stuff that whoever the power shot callers are, whether it's Soros or.
It doesn't matter who it is, and you have all kinds of names. And I see here in America, I notice they polarize politics. For example, I want to have affordable health care. I see, dirty jobs, Mike Rowe. And there's 6 million different jobs that could be, if you're trained to do a trade, those jobs could be filled tomorrow, and they pay really well. In fact, they pay almost better than most health professional jobs, like doctors and basic doctors, not special surgeons, but nurses, nurse practitioners, and so on. And they're really stable jobs. Why don't we make college affordable? We don't want to make it free. That's ridiculous. People have to have responsibility. Why do we have the largest stadia in the country are actually owned by universities? It's because it gets a damn much money. Mm. Why do we have a system set up so we force, say, pregnant black girls to have multiple black babies by different fathers so they have 4 or 5 kids that get a giant check and they send a portion of that check to their guy in prison who made them pregnant? They're called honor babies. You know that? That's how it works. Some of these guys have actually fathered 20 and 30 kids. Wow. People don't know this stuff is real, and they don't understand the social system is designed to actually make a fatherless family, so the kids have to join gangs in order to protect themselves against other bad kids that didn't have a father in the home.
Wow.
So, the same with healthcare. Why do we allow malpractice so they can sue multiple times a doctor's entire life savings because he does something stupid? Let me give you a concrete example. Dr. Michael Janssen, who's a DO, invented the spinoplasty procedure along with other doctors who were doing this, where they put a titanium cage in to stabilize your lumbar spine. Now, you got to understand, I have a lot of training in radiology. I was the first, at the time, Canadian doctor trained at Tempe, Arizona at the Imaging Center in 1980 on reviewing MRI scans. So I go out into a court, either in, say, Alberta or British Columbia, I walk into court, and the neurosurgeons had never seen an MRI scan before. But I had, because I was trained in it. So what happens is you got a system set up so that it drives the cost through the ceiling with malpractice costs. We have surgeons like this guy Janssen who did this procedure on somebody, and they tried to hide the documents because they wanted me to do a medical legal review of the case. And the guy got paralyzed. He was a 42-year-old diabetic man, and he could only get around on Canadian crutches about 10 feet before he collapsed, which you have to lean into, the Canadian crutches. And they tried to hide the documents. My nurse office manager managed to get their documents that he put screws to the patient's spinal nerve roots when he did the spinoplasty and titanium cage. Now, it cost $257,000 for the two teams of surgeons to do the surgery and the post-op follow-up, but they got $250,000 for one day. So this guy's making $30 million a year working 4 days a week. All right?
Wow.
Now, what happened to me is I was one of the few doctors that was actually had enough cojones to review the case, and I did a sensory nerve mapping, and I developed the technology with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, who's the D.C. Dean of Medicine at Pasadena College of Chiropractic. He decided to go back to a Ph.D. in physiology on sensory nerve mapping and got an FDA approval in 1997 for A-delta and C-fiber mapping, but it was subjective. You couldn't objectively, you know, had to tell people if you could feel it. But I worked in doing surface EMG, worked for years with Dr. Stu Donaldson, and I developed a technique for actually measuring the recruitment up the spinal thalamic tract to the base of the skull to turn the subjective test into the first objective mapping of pain in the world. Me and Dr. Hedgecock developed it. We're now the guys that invented the American Society for Sensory Medicine, period, and the college, all right, 20 years ago, plus, for more than 20 now. Guess what? I mapped this guy's out, and his nerves were dead. And they tried to hide the records, but I got him that the guy, the surgeon, Dr. Janssen, put screws through his nerve root. So I got a call from him in August of 2000, that's a long time ago now, that Dr. Deagle, I'm going to get the president of the Board of Medical Examiners to pull your license. And I'm getting this from Dr. Janssen himself, calling me and threatening me. So I call up the secretary of the College of Physicians and Surgeons, and I said, what? This guy is threatening me. What are you going to do to him? Oh, nothing yet. I said, what do you mean nothing yet? He's threatening me that he knows the board president and senior board members that he's going to threaten to get my license pulled because I did an independent medical exam. I didn't do any treatment. I simply reviewed the foot page records, did a sensory nerve mapping, and reviewed his records. Didn't do any treatment on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is how our system works. Now, if you're an individual doctor like me that's even doing an IME, you can lose your license because you piss off the wrong person. But if you're actually doing treatment like this guy and paralyzing people, if you're rich enough and powerful and connected enough, you can do multiple murders. You can paralyze people.
Wow.
You can chemo people to death in their chair and haul their carcass off and still be fine because you make enough money or you got enough connections. Now, the system in America is very polarized. Now, whenever I hear people saying, well, it's the camel's head is under the tent, we talked about this with Dan Brigman from what's called the Power Our Nation. And he said, well, you know, we don't want socialism. Look, we already have socialism for 100 years. I don't like it. I don't like top-down Medicare where they set up rules. I don't like top-down even big insurance carriers where they set up rules. I want a system where the rulemaking is between me and my coverage, and the innovation is encouraged. For example, I want doctors paid an hourly wage, so if an innovative doctor spends an hour and a half with me, I want him to be paid an hour and a half wages. I don't want a fee-for-service system that determines what's going to be covered and what's not covered. I don't want a system where insurance carrier is going to tell me if I'm 67, I must take this and that vaccine. I don't want a system that says if I go in the hospital, if I'm a certain age or have certain health criteria, they need to terminate me and give me a lethal injection of morphine because they don't want to pay to keep me alive. I worked in the ICU. I'm an intensivist doctor, okay? I saw them killing people regularly at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center in Denver. I worked in the ICU. And believe me, it's a lot worse in Canada and socialist countries, because there, you got enough insurance, you go to Vancouver. Got it? This isn't open to opinion, people. This is the way it is.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, Provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. So, if we look at the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, the first step is to get your private citizenship just moved to be a state citizenship. So you're an American, but you're a state citizen, so let's say, of California. You can also move your corporation to business so they're no longer under the corporate structure of a Luciferic corporation system. So even things like the tax systems, which is IRS, can't reach you. Remember this? And we're not talking about becoming a 501c3 church, which basically tries to silence them to say, if you speak out against anything that the state's doing, we'll pull your 501c3 status, and your church financially will collapse. That's what this is. It's like putting a noose around the church's neck, isn't it?
You know, yeah. And number one, number two, the church, just as of in the last couple of years, have been challenged from losing their status as a 501c3, but prior to a couple of years ago, nobody ever lost their status as a 501c3. And once they lose that, they think it's over, and they don't understand the code in the IRS. If people want to understand in the future, listening to this online, they can go to store.hisadvocates.org. Click on at the bottom or somewhere, look for foundation or private self-supporting ministry. We put the law underneath there. When you click on it, open it up, scroll down to the bottom, you will see the law that pertains at the or code that pertains at the IRS pertaining to private ministries. They're not required to file a tax return. They're private. They're unregistered. They belong to God. You are the fiduciary. You're the executive director. And so at His Advocates, we just look for... We ask for a statement of faith. We ask for some information, and we take care of churches all the time to move them from.
And by the way, that church could be involved with providing housing or even health care. One of the things that I saw.
It could be involved in any ministry at once. It could be involved in
right.
what would be perceived as normal business.
Well, one of the things that I looked at, and we had on the program here, I think once or twice, Dan Royal, and he's a Mormon, and he was pushing this idea of. The ministry where it was under the Crow Nation and trying to get other Native groups. Well, they're not Christian. And setting up your healthcare system under a shamanic system of Native rites and so on is not the right way to go. The best system is a godly system where it is a ministry separated from the IRS and these federal institutions, so they can't tax you, they can't supervise you, and they can't tell you what you can and can't do. Here in California, they take children, they basically tell the children, hey, if you're 7 or 8 years of age and you just think you're a girl and you're a boy, we'll give you hormone therapy, even against the rights of the parents. You know that?
Wow.
I mean, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? No. Yeah, so a lot of people, do you know what? In the last number of years, a lot of people have left this state. They've gone to Texas or elsewhere. They said, you know what? I can't stay in California. Now, when they try to vaccinate my daughter, who's got Mosaic Down syndrome, Kelsey, she's going to be 26 this March 25th. When she left school 3.5 years ago, just before she left, they're going to try to give her the Gardasil vaccine. I said, my daughter's never going to have sex or have a boyfriend or get married. And by the way, the IRS, you know what the IRS did last year? They sent us a statement that our daughter is not dependent, even though she's getting Social Security, and that she's married, and we should not be filing to say she's dependent. And she's not living with us. Son of a bitch, okay? This is some moron in the IRS decided, well, we'll really get Deagle, you know? We're going to bug him, okay? We had to get rid of our previous accountant, so our new one, hopefully, we'll get this sorted out. This is how bad the IRS is. They'll invent garbage out of nowhere, right out of their butt, to try to pretend that somehow they're in control. And the same thing with health care. With Bernie Santa Claus bringing health care, they'll say, oh, yeah, they'll determine not only whether you live or die, but also what drugs you have to take and whether you get generic or non-generic drugs, and that they won't allow you to hear the Codex Alimentarius they have in Europe. You're not allowed to sell vitamins over a certain dosage because the Codex says so. We have a ton of customers in Europe, and when we even send nutraceuticals to places like the Philippines, they all get caught by the damn customs, because their control freak nation doesn't want to have supplements coming in from America, where they're the highest quality made here in America, into other countries, even China. We have people in China that know that whatever they make there is such garbage, they want to order it from us. But remember, socialist and communist countries, and countries that have control freak situations, same way in Canada. You got to be clever in order to get things in there, okay?
Right.
But Canada's nowhere near as bad as some of these other countries like the Philippines. And some countries like Europe, like Spain. Try to get supplements into Spain. It's like you got to make it look like a gift, like wrap it up with some clothes or,
Know,
whatever. The fact is, you know what the problem is? Control-free government wants to control everything they want. You as a piece of property, you're basically a cyber pet of the freaking state. Now, when I see the Bernie Sanders clause there, this idiot, okay, and he's a doctor. There's a lot of doctor idiots, by the way. I've met more serial killers as doctor friends. I told the story before, so I won't get into too much detail. But a surgeon in the operating room tried to cut my carotid artery, and I got saved by the orderly. All right? So if you don't think doctors are mass murderers, you're an idiot, okay? I've lived it. So you want to understand things. Deagle's going to tell you up straight. Straighter than anybody else you're going to hear on radio or TV, period, anywhere. And I'm not afraid of the truth. I'm not afraid of telling you. And then, I beg people, by the way, to call into the show. And I said, you know, when I was over at Genesis, I had people calling my order line because they couldn't get through in Genesis because they didn't want callers to call into the show. Do you know that?
Wow.
They didn't want callers calling in, so I'd have people calling my order line. Here's the number to call, by the way, if you want to call in the question and talk to Todd. And he'll put it up on the board on our Stack VIP, which I helped purchase with him. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. There's three rules. No ad hominem attacks on me or my guests. You can attack anybody else, though. Number two, stay on topic. And number three, ask really good questions. Questions that you think not only you would like answered, but you think other people might want. And I'll be honest with you, and I'm not exaggerating, you can ask me any question on any human activity on earth, and I'll give you an immediate answer or a way to find the answer logically through decent common sense logic and evidence, the rules of evidence called to opine legally. A lot of people have an attitude. We had one guy who wanted to argue something, and I was talking to Deborah Tavares, and I said, she used what I call a deagleism on him. She said, you know, you don't have an opinion, you have an attitude. You don't want to discuss the evidence about this or the logic behind it. You just want to spout your dogma. And that's what people do. That's why when they think, well, why is Dr. Deagle having Kelby on? Because I want people to get out of the corporate structure. Eventually, when the state has the ability to hack into your consciousness, not only through social media, but into your cortex, do you think they will? Of course they will. They're already doing it in China. Do you know they have helmets so you're in a factory, and if they think you're stressed, they'll pull you off the production line? They have you wearing a helmet so they're monitoring your brain waves right today in China. Did you know that?
You know what, Dr. Deagle, back in the 40s, Hitler put on a show to make everybody think it was the Zionist Jews that burned the building, and ultimately brought them to a point where they ordered the people to register, and then they ordered them to wear the Star of David. The second after that happened, they were labeled, and they had given up jurisdiction and or their rights. And next thing you know, they were forced onto a train. You would see 6,000-7,000 people getting in lines for trains, and you'd see 8 or 9 guards. That was it. And occasionally somebody would get out of line, they would shoot them. And it's not like 8,000 people could not overcome 7 or 8 guards and move on. It's absolute fear that is being brought to the people today. And those same people that existed back then formed the CIA, and the structure of that organization. I'm not saying it's all bad, but the structure of that organization is one that
the structure is all bad. Even if you have people that want to be decent inside it, they're inside an organization just like the American Murder Association called the AMA.
Yeah.
The AMA supports things that are plainly evil.
Never really thought about that. Their symbol certainly looks demonic to me, for sure.
Well, the CIA, the OSS came from Nazi Germany. It was a transplant. And the German intel agencies came from the Thule, T-H-U-L-E Society, which is a Luciferic, transmutational demonic society, secret society that actually were communing with transdimensional entities. People, oh no, Dr. Deagle, you mean they were wizards? Yeah.
So you mean the letters Thule, T-H-U-L-E, is a demonic thing?
Mm-hmm. The Thule Society is the basis for the OSS, the CIA, NSA, and also a project which they conceived called the Omega Project. And it was completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982. Project Omega is to make all the intelligence spy on each other. Part of the example is called Five Eyes, where Britain, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and et cetera, are basically five nations spying on each other because it was against the law to spy on your own citizens. But they could spy on each other. It was fine. That's why they had this guy, Christopher Steele, spying on Donald Trump. It was legal because he's not an American CIA agent. He's a British agent working on contract to create this dossier paid for by the Democrats to actually gin up stuff so they can try to remove from office a legally nominated and voted for president.
Wow. I didn't know that. And here I have these toolies on my truck and on my car, which is a something to hold camping gear in or something and be able to drive.
Well, the word tool, T-H-U-L-E, these people were the ones that actually channeled the technology from the ancient Vimana to create anti-aircraft vehicles that used the Higgs Field boundary zone for gravitonics to fly at hypersonic speeds back in World War II. I took care of British and American and Canadian pilots that actually chased these things at hypersonic speeds back in the 1940s. These disc-shaped supercraft. You wouldn't believe all the stuff. I know about the Society of the Bell and all kinds of stuff. He goes, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I'm not a normal person. That's why when you bring me on the show, like even when you bring me on a good show, let's say Alex Jones or Jeff Rentz or whatever, you can ask me a question on anything, and I'm going to come up with an answer. You say, oh, how the hell do you know that? I said, God had my day timer. And so a lot of the stuff is not secondhand, it's firsthand. It's like, oh my gosh, you're in U.S. Space Command and they're telling you straight up stuff, or you see people and you work with them. This is not secondhand stuff, I'm telling you. This is not like I read it in a journal or a magazine or went online. No, 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 no. Most of the stuff I'm telling you is straight up firsthand. Really nasty stuff.
So, in your opinion, what is the nature of what is going on from the powers up? You know, we see that Trump is being surrounded with...
Let me give you the top-down discussion. Every Mason is a Luciferic Satanist. And that includes Donald Trump. If you're a 33-degree Mason, you went through the 17th York Rite, you learned the ineffable name of Satan, which means Yah, the creator god, Baal, but the Baal and Osiris, the second and third name of God, are otherwise names of Lucifer, the god of this realm, the prince of the power of the air. So even if you're well-intentioned and you're, let's say, a Shriner and you're trying to save little kids by helping them, and the definition of evil is to do what's right in your own eyes. In other words, Donald Trump did the right thing. He got rid of regulations. He improved the economy. He's trying to improve the border. But remember, he's a high-level Royal Archbishop, Scottish Rite Mason, so he's going to do, as a white hat, he's going to do good things to improve the nation. He's a patriot. I support him that way. But he's not yet a Christian. If he was a Christian, he would do what God wants. And the only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. And the definition of evil is to do what's right in your own eyes.
Right.
98% of what people do that are high-level Masons is good stuff. It helps our corporations, it helps the population, it helps the local people, it helps disabled kids in the Shriner hospitals. But people don't understand that's the definition of evil. Because it's not what God's intention was. God intended to be operated so that basically it was God has to be in the picture. If God's not in the picture, whether it's your national government or the rights of a senior citizen or the unborn, you're going to call your birth date the day when you come through the pubic arch and all of a sudden you're a human. No. You become a human as soon as you're conceived, period. That's your birth date. Your actual day when they cut the umbilical cord is your first day that you're dying. I call it your death date. You like that?
Oh, wow.
So my death date was February 15th. In fact, I was delivered dead on arrival. That's my DOA day about a week ago. I was a DOA. Sent me off to the morgue, gave me the last rites. That's it. Get rid of that son of a bitch. No, I came back as God said, no. I got something else for Deagle to do. And when a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck at a tonsillectomy, a French surgeon, God wasn't finished with me then either. So guess what? If you don't have God in the picture, whatever you're doing, by definition, is evil. Even if it looks, tastes, and smells good. That's a big difference, isn't it? That's why getting out of corporate Babylon is not just a ministry. It's something, if you don't do it, you are taking the mark of the beast by proxy.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen photon therapy for Easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon Machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical.
The steps that I need to do this year, I need to become a state citizen of California. I need to probably move my corporation so they're no longer under, and I need to actually set up a kind of like a humanitarian, almost like a religious, if you want to call it, institution to take care of people's health. I don't want to put it under a native group. I want it to be Christian and Hebrew, yeah. And I want it to be not apostate. The church.
Let me explain the process and I'll label
it. Go through that, please. Yeah.
Yeah, first people need to understand that there's a lot of things that they have done inadvertently, known as adhesion contracts, that have obligated them to become the surety or United States citizen or United States employee. Let me explain. First off, the IRS, in their own code, they cannot lean on anybody unless they're an employee or unless they are a contractor of the United States. And so when you look at the fact that the United States corporation's exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia, and you start understanding territory versus land, it all becomes clear. It's called public and private. And I know when I first heard what I just said, it did not make sense. First off, if you're new to this, we have youtube.com/hisadvocates, or you can go to hisadvocates.org, or you can go to statecitizenship.org.
Right.
And there's all kinds of support numbers, emails. You can become a free member and get data and information and get a free consultation. But the reality is you don't need to understand it right now. But what you need to understand, first and foremost, this is a biblical command, and God created in this nation two nations, one that was done by Lucifer and one that's done by God and his people. And when you understand what a state citizen really is, that word state defined in Black's Law, all lowercase, it means state of being. It's like a body politic of people, which means a state of being. It's not a territory. It's not a region.
Right.
It's not an area. It's people that are assembled together under God. It's a state of being. And so when you get that through your head, that the word and word play has been so carefully done against the American people, they've created two of everything. And that's why they call it in law the de jure, which means original and lawful and de facto, which means not by right and not by law. So the corporation known as the United States is a de facto corporation, and America is several states of the union, people, body politics assembled, coming together, and they all form one union under God known as America. And so we have this opportunity to realign our allegiance back to God, go through the declaration, and sign the declaration when we're applying for the passport. This is something people have never done in their life. They've said they are party to it. And I got to ask you something. How can you be a party to a trust indenture or a contract if you don't publicly say it and by affixing your mark to it? How do you do it? You can't. You have to affirm. You have to autograph it. You have to make sure that your statement is as such. Otherwise, what you have signed, which are those adhesion contracts, become the material fact. And in any case or anything. So we start with a passport as a state citizen. We say we are not United States citizens. We don't live on federal territory. And we have this 5-page explanatory statement, and they give us a passport. They fight it, but after one or two letters, it happens. They get issued a passport. And as being issued a passport as a state citizen, the passport doesn't look any different. It's the same. But what matters is your application. So we order certified copies of the application, And then we order certified copies of everything you've done, your voter's registration, your DMV, your license, all adhesion contracts, your real estate license, your broker's license, your insurance licenses, your firearms license, your pilot's license, your doctor licenses, you name it. We order certified copies of those. We also request from the government proof of non-employment. And we walk them through a very methodical thing where we remove ourselves from accepting the appointment of the office of that birth certificate. So we don't want to be that U.S. citizen, but we capture the birth certificate in a very methodical way. And we don't even tell people how we do it until they become an actual part of the program. This is one of the most extensive, in-depth training programs on top of it. The documents, even though there's 18 or 23 different things.
It takes a while to do it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. We get the majority.
I talked to Deborah Tavares. Her son did it, and he still travels. He's got a passport, but took a year. Yeah. Took a year to do it. Now, the problem is people say, why is that important? I said, well, here's the problem. Culmination, let's say 5 or 10 years from now, when you don't just have social media that can track everything you do. In fact, I just got a notice yesterday. I was looking at it. A new YouTube notice. We have new rules, it says. Now, listen to this. Rule number one, we want to make it open. Rule number one, if you violate three times, strike three, that you violated our social media rules, you're done. You can't have ever anything on YouTube. Now, I got a couple of strikes against me because I had people on my show that had put controversial topics. One was, actually, there are two of them over one individual. And one was over 9/11. The other was over Sandy Hook. And I got strikes literally because I just put the video up saying, you know, and I didn't say that I totally agreed with them. I said, you know, until I see the pathology, I mean, the government has no problem killing people like in 9/11. They killed 3,000. They certainly have no problem with the fact that I saw the FBI documents. It was a war game simulation. They have no problem killing kids. But the fact is, because Jim Fetzer put this information up and I put up a video over it, they go ballistic and say, how can you raise this issue? Well, I got the U.S. geological data, and I presented my data in 2007, and I have a background in nuclear physics, okay? I was a member of the nuclear division of AECOM for decades, okay? Background in nuclear chemistry. And I've been trying to do testing at radiation labs using plasma neutron spectroscopy. The last lab that turned me down was 3 years ago from Japan that told me that the U.S. State Department told them, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. All right? So when I hear YouTube threatening me like this, it's like the social media are my god. They're now a cyber god. Now, it says in the Bible that they shall create an image of the beast, and they shall worship this image and give it ability to speak. That's social media, and it's eventually ability to hack into your cortex and your thought process. For 30-plus years in Japan, it's legal to have voice-to-skull, so you walk by a soda machine in Japanese, it tells you, you need a soda in Japanese. And people don't know it's hitting their subsonic parts of their brain and petrous temporal bone, and that subsonic sound is actually talking to their infracortex, telling them it's time to get a soda. Okay? Now, what if down the road your kid, say 5 years from now, orders a video game to play Jumanji or some video cyber thing where he's jumping off the side of a cliff and he doesn't need to die, but he's going to his heart racing like a rabbit because he thinks he's actually jumping off a cliff when he's got the cyber helmet on and he's hacked into his cortex is hacked into cyberspace. Or going to a cyber brothel. Okay? And having cyber sex. If you don't think this is going to happen in the future, you're a moron. It is. It's only a matter of time. And it's, by the way, this is the final layer. The final layer of the Mark of the Beast is giving yourself over. We've done it step by step over 100 years, haven't we? Step by step by step, we've been corporatized, propertized. And eventually, once they have the intentions of your heart, like Minority Report, that's the final layer of the mark. I want to get out before the final layer says, you know what? We have the right to know what's in your mind. We have the right to know the corporate, the intentions of your heart. In fact, if you've done pre-crime, we're going to arrest your butt. If you don't think that's coming, you're an idiot. Of course it's coming.
Right.
But it's just the final layer of it. The fact is, right now, that's why with the cyber state, they don't want debt control. They want giant debt because they always want us to eventually buy into the idea of socialism. You don't need socialism. You can have non-top-down control systems where it's affordable. Like I tried to convince Dan Brinkman from the Power Hour Nation. The fact is, Americans have been trained. You can't have some personal responsibility and godliness with a system that it allows innovation and responsibility. Yes, you can. And you can also have a system that basically makes things affordable. Will it make it so expensive you have to have a complete, you know, socialist cyber state controlling you, including to the moment of your death when they give you a lethal injection because you're getting too damn expensive to keep alive? I want to get myself out of the corporation. So, you know, it's going to be a process. It's going to take some money and time. But I'm sure I can convert my passport over to being a state passport rather than a U.S. corporate one. And I don't think people understand that eventually some future government, maybe 10 years from now, who knows, some future, just look at the socialists. They're all lining up for socialism. Socialism is Luciferic Satanism. You take socialism and you add cyber technology, like being able to hack into your cortex. Do you think these social control freaks are not going to want to know the intentions of your heart 10 or 12 or 20 years from now? Of course they will. It's a very dark future down the road, isn't it?
Very dark. Very dark. But at the same time, if you understand what the word says, it's going to be very bright.
Well, it's very bright because God's going to, you know how he's going to end it? And I'm writing an article for our websites for Clay and Iron, but also I'm going to send it over to Jeff Reds. The terminal event is going to be what's called a pole shift. And God talked about the earthquakes all over the world, about Matthew 24. Those earthquakes all over the world are the events that happened before the major pole shift. We have two North Poles now. Do you know that? We have two South Poles we've had for almost 10 years. And they're moving really fast. There's a geomagnetic hole in the Southern Hemisphere. And all these earthquakes and so on are going to completely break the back of the New World Order. All right? People aren't know that's coming. And, of course, they want to claim this is why they're in a panic. They're not even dressing up their lies and control freak attitudes to even look like a good lie because they don't care. They're so terrified that the events will overtake them before they get control of the population of Earth so they can start the massive killing. Socialism kills. You know, when you want to get rid of carbon, you have to get rid of carbon-generating units. That's us. We're the carbon-generating units. If you get rid of cars and you want to get rid of planes, you want to get rid of people that want to go on cars and planes, right? You want to make sure that senior citizens don't live 20 or 30 or 40 years longer. You don't want Dr. Deagle to figure out, along with other doctors, to extend human lifespan even 5 or 10 years. Damn it, Deagle, you made those people live 80 years instead of 75. What's wrong with you, boy? You know, the state of Poland actually had to cut their smoking cessation program because their own actuaries discovered it was going to make people live 4.5 years longer, and they couldn't afford it. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. No, I'm not. Wish it was. I mean, I could be a stand-up comedian, but unfortunately, it wouldn't work very well because there's a body count. Now, right now, you see people say, well, I don't need to move my corporate citizen. Well, you better start thinking about it because down the road, some control freak leftist government in America, and believe me, if America, they're overachievers, if they go to socialism, it'll be very noxious socialism. You think it's bad in Britain and Canada? It'll be a lot worse when it goes socialist here in America. It'll be mind-boggling, won't it?
Yes, it will. It's going to be a bad day if that ever happens.
Americans are overachievers. If they're going to hand over to Lucifer, they're going to get the whole cart to Lucifer. They're going to sell everything. Their children, their grandchildren, their property, everything. Lucifer, take it all. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, look, Satan wants omniscience, omnipresence, and total control over his so-called minions and people below him. He wants to ape God, and he's going to do everything he can to try to ape God as close as he can. He's not going to succeed. God's going to cut him off, and he's going to destroy him. He knows his days are short. That's why he says, woe to you, worse than you see, for the devil has come down to you. And his minions are people like Bernie Sanders Claus and AOC and Klobuchar and Kamala Harris, who's actually trying to put in jail a pro-life activist trying to videotape in California women trying people to plan Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts to drug companies and other people doing anti-aging stuff.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.